We're Talking Gardening with Darren DeMello and Sue McDougall on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
And once we start, you can't stop us talking gardening around these parts, and we'd love you to join in.
Well, it's the time of the year. You know, we talk about autumn, and it really is one of my favourites. Being a bit chilly this morning, 11 degrees downtown, but it was 7.5 at home. What will happen to the deciduous trees? It's so exciting. I first immediately went, oh, it's cold, whinging to myself about how cold it was. But then the second thing, well, I was so excited because what happens when we have the cold weather? The sugars stop flowing in the trees straight away in the deciduous trees. So the sugars are stuck in the leaves of the tree. So then what happens is that the chlorophyll disappears as the tree. The chlorophyll is the green part.
Yep.
What's left are the sugars in the leaf. The sugars in the leaf is what creates the amazing colour. So there we go.
Right.
There we are. So a little bit of gardening trivia.
That's the process that's starting now.
And we'll start noticing that. And we've just started to see a few Manchurian pears started to colour up. It's just those snap cold nights make a big difference. Darren, before we get into gardening, can I just read this out for Dot? Dot is a fantastic, very loyal listener, but also a fantastic volunteer for City of Wanneroo. Now, the City of Wanneroo, and we should have talked about this when we talked about the road trip. So my apologies, Dot. City of Wanneroo Roadwise volunteers assist with caravan and trailer checks every year. Now, the purpose is to try. You know, the people pull out the caravan, pull out the boat, haven't even serviced it and say we're going on a big road trip holiday to ensure safe travel over the Easter holidays. So today, there's free checks for caravans and trailers between 8 and 12. So just started.
Yep.
Big hello to all the people up there checking it out.
Yeah.
There's the Ashby Operations Centre, which is 1204, so 1204 Wanneroo Road in Ashby. So that's run by City Wanneroo. They also run the Driver Reviver Caravan, which will be located on Indian Ocean Drive in Gingin on Easter, each holiday Monday, but they'll be there Easter Monday. So if you need to get the wheel bearings checked, the axles checked, the leaf springs checked, if you've overloaded, all those things.
If you're not even sure if your indicators are working.
That's exactly right.
And how many people, not everyone does. I mean, you think everyone should.
I do because I'm the Nazi of that.
You would, but not everyone does get behind and check
my indicators because it's this big on issue with our... It's a sort of silent internal joke in our family. So you can get it checked today, 8 to 12 at the Ashby Operations Centre on Wanneroo Road. Dot and your team, well done. Great help to the community. Fantastic.
Well, yeah, I mean, we laugh about it because obviously it is something that, you know, at the very least you're meant to check your indicators and your lights are working, but you look around at cars at things getting towed and you go, well, they haven't clearly looked. I see them. You see examples out there. And
well, they haven't looked because their probably thought is what they don't know. They just drive and go, oh, they were working when I started. They were working last time. And they can honestly say that they're not telling a lie if they get picked up.
That's
so,
true.
But it is definitely definitely worth a look because also, you know, boat trailers go in salty water. They don't get serviced, the wheel bearings and all those things.
Business.
So it's worth then otherwise you would have grumpy kids on the side of the road, grumpy wife, grumpy husband, whoever. Whoever was in charge of getting the trailer sorted will be in big trouble.
Get it checked. So, look, if you want to talk gardening with us this morning, plenty of lines spare. 922 11 882 is the number. If you want to send us a text, the text lines are up and racing on 19 999 677, or you can send us a text via weekendwakeup at 6pr.com.au. And that's
Email, you mean, Darren?
Sorry, an email.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
so because we can't get. Photos
don't work that way.
Yeah.
That's how Trevor got in contact? Was that a...
No, that actually wasn't. Trevor just picked up the old-fashioned way and sent me a... dialed the number. I'm sure not on a dial phone, just, you know, on a button phone.
But wanted to talk about a pawpaw tree. Trevor, hello.
Hi, Trevor.
Hey, good morning, Sue and Darren. Sue, I sent a picture in a few weeks ago. I don't know whether you got it of my pawpaw trees.
No, that's one I've missed, actually.
Yeah, they're both of them are male, and the last time I spoke to you, you said I might need a bisexual one.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
How do you get them? Or do I have to go and dance in front of them with a pair of high heels on?
In your grass skirt.
See, Trevor, I'm glad you took it down that pathway because there were many things running through
my
head.
Because you were thinking and you thought you're not going to love yourself.
I was going to say, well, there are certain clubs you can go to or that. But I thought, no, I'll leave it out there.
Bisexual pawpaw club. Yeah, exactly. There's lots of connotations to that, isn't it? all the ones that are sold in the garden centres, they are very different. When you look at the leaf, it's more lobed. So we zip down to the local garden centre, wherever that is for you. It's probably Dawson's O'Connor Way, probably one, the closest, fairly close for you. Zip down and see the guys down there and just say, have you got them in? Often this time of year you do. They're all sold as bisexual and they're very different. The leaf is more lobed.
Okay.
I'll put it out there also. Anyone who's got a bisexual pawpaw who, you know, grow on their own. Darren's dad sent one.
We talked about this when we talked to you last time, when my dad sent us a text pointing out the extra lobes.
Yeah, this is what they look like. You should know that, Darren.
I do.
But if anyone's got any young seedlings that we could maybe put you in contact with, give us a ring now, and then that might get you on the track to making sure you've got a very happy pawpaws in your backyard.
Excellent. So, yeah. Just one other thing. So, yeah. I don't know whether I'd be speaking to the right person about this, the pestrol things for the rats and all them, are they okay to put around birds and animals?
I'm not sure, but give them a ring. Yeah, definitely. I was thinking about that with the bird seed. Yeah, be interesting. I'd find, not sure, Trevor. I can't help you with that one. But
I'll give them a buzz to see.
Yeah, exactly, particularly for the rats. Be interesting. Whether it has to be in a confined space, I don't know.
Thank you very much.
Take care, Trevor.
On you, Trev. Give us a buzz. If you want to join in, 922-11-882 or 1999-677 if you want to send us a text. Let's talk hibiscus. Jeanette in Merriwa. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, Jeanette.
Not bad. I've got a beautiful Island Dream hibiscus in a pot.
Yes.
And I'm getting the black aphids everywhere on it.
You know, there's a lot of aphids around this year, so that's a good thing. You're not on your own. it doesn't help anything, the neighbours, you know, any hibiscus around, there's a few. Jeanette, you can control aphids as gently or as, you know, napalm, you know, blast them out of this world as you like and anything in between. So we start off hosing them off. They fly back. We start getting a cotton glove or something and squashing as many as possible because they are really bad for 3 or 4 weeks. And then they hatch and they breed so quickly, but they fly in to start with. So they are just so prevalent when the new growth is fantastic, you know, they suck the sap. Then you can use something like you can use oils that sort of burn some of them off, suffocates them, but you can use natural soap, you can use soapy water, warm soapy water, and you'll find that will get rid of a few, but you'd be careful with soapy water because it can burn the foliage of the hibiscus as well in slightly warmer temperatures. Natural soap is a really good one. Permethrin, one of the, you know, garlic or chili spray, something like Betabug is really good too. Mm-hmm. That knocks them off and you'll find that they'll disappear. They'll be really bad. As soon as the sap's not as flowing, the leaves or the stems are thicker, you know, when the plant sort of closes up a little bit for cold, you'll find they won't be as bad. So it's just when this beautiful new growth has come through.
Okay, so what's a natural one that I can mix?
Natural soap's a good one. Natural soap's a potassium-based oil. That's one that's approved by organic gardeners. You can use Betabug that's got pyrethrum in it as well. So that's a contact spray.
Because that's plant-based,
isn't it? Plant-based. But not all plant-based, you know, things are right. Because, I mean, look at nicotine, you know.
Well, good point.
It used to be used for rhubarb leaves. You know, they're poisonous as well. So I'd be using either natural soap,
Pyrethrum.
Or you could use the oil, but be careful in warmer temperatures.
Just on the day. Yeah, there's some warm days coming up, so you want to be careful with that one, Jeanette.
There is actually a few warmer days coming up. But otherwise, natural way, get your cup of tea in one hand, get a glove or a cotton glove or something and squash as many as possible just along the stem. You get great pleasure out of that. I do. And then hose them off.
Okay, so they're you mentioned chili and garlic.
Yeah, you can use that. That Chili and garlic spray's got pyrethrum in it as well. So you can...
So that's not chili and garlic spray you make yourself?
Well, you can make yourself, but the pyrethrum increases the effectiveness of it as well. So you would find you actually steep, you boil the garlic and the chili, and then you strain it, and then you mix it at different proportions. So you might mix 50 mils of chili garlic spray to a litre of water, but it depends on the intensity of the chilies and the garlic. So you can do that too if you want to, Jeanette.
Okay, then. Right. Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Enjoy.
Thanks for your call. 9221 882. I was going to say, I've had experience with, now, because you talked about nicotine, friends that would make concoctions out of cigarette butts. Like, they'd soak cigarette butts.
Oh, gross. To kill bugs or plants.
To put in sprayers that were really quite effective against aphids. But I imagine they probably wouldn't be something you'd be leaning people towards doing anymore.
I'm glad you mentioned the smell of that would just be awful.
Well, I mean, making it would be, I could imagine, I wasn't there when they were soaking them to make it.
What
so
made
I
them think of that, I
well,
think?
Because it had the nicotine in it,
yeah, there you go. Yeah. So it's actually quite toxic. It's not used anymore. So it is quite toxic.
So it's not something you'd recommend?
No,
to kick your cigarette butts to soak and spray?
Never. Right, Darren, right. No, I'm just... I would not have even just put it out there.
Well, no, it's just that there you go. That's one of
good way of recycling, isn't it?
Well, this is what people think.
I do not condone this. Disclaimer. Sue has nothing to do with that one.
I bring these to the table just to find out whether or not what we've done
just
is a bad thing. Turns out that's another one we've been doing wrong. Not that we smoke anymore, so, you know, that's not an issue these days.
Also, some people were you. It was you.
No, it actually wasn't, but it was back in the days when other friends of ours were like, oh, this is brilliant for getting rid of aphids.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, true. when you read old gardening books, which I just love, you know, I get really excited about what they used to do in the old days and how they used to do it. When you read the chemical controls, it's a wonder anyone who's used them is alive nowadays. It's just you're just horrified of what's just the normal. Yeah.
Come on, give us a buzz. 9221 882 as we talk gardening today. It's 18 past 8.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake-Up for King Care, specialists delivering in-home care for WA's elderly and people with disability.
I'm Oliver Peterson from Perth Live, where travel expert Quentin Long said if we spent just two more days holidaying in our own state, it could produce an extra $2 to $4 billion to our economy.
Go regional, like out to the wheat belt country, because you guys have some fabulous, amazing, not like anywhere else in the world, experiences. Those places are just so under-discovered, undervalued by the domestic traveller, let alone the international traveller.
Perth Live with Oliver Peterson, weekdays from 3 on 882 6PR. Or catch up now at 6pr.com.au.
Trouble remembering names? Maybe it's one of your PIN numbers. Healthy Care Ginkgo Biloba 2000 from Chemist Warehouse may assist. Ginkgo Biloba may have positive effects on memory and also assist in improving mental alertness, whilst helping to maintain blood circulation in healthy individuals. Healthy Care Ginkgo Biloba is just $10.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, use only as directed. Vitamin supplements should not replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse. Lowest prices guaranteed.
It's Coles Fresh Specials time. Pick up new season Aussie Granny Smith apples for just $2.50 a kilo. And West Australian loose sweet corn, now just two for $1. For more Coles Fresh Specials, visit your local Coles.
Good morning. Don't let heartburn keep you awake at night. Put it to bed with Nexium 24 Hour. Just one tablet a day, 24-hour protection for frequent heartburn relief. Nexium 24-hour gives you clinically proven relief from frequent heartburn, allowing you to get a better night's sleep. Nexium 24-hour once-daily dosing, only available in pharmacies. Always read the label, use only as directed. If symptoms persist, consult your healthcare professional. Your pharmacist's advice is required.
Boost your bet on a Group 1 race at the Championships with SuperPick on TabTouch. Choose the Profit Plus option and boost your winnings by 50%, up to $50. SuperPick, get the TabTouch advantage. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.
Your investment property should fill your pockets, not leave them empty. Right now, selected niche living homes qualify for government incentives of around $10,000 each year for up to 10 years. That's up to $100,000 worth of tax-free NRAS government incentives. It's a no-brainer. Niche Living will take care of it all for you. We'll even help you find a tenant. But hurry, this opportunity is limited. To see if you qualify, call 9483 0000 or visit nicheliving.com.au.
This is Ross Greenwood, now on the latest episode of Work Life Money.
Ross speaks to Australian singer John Stevens about his career and new album Starlight. And Kelly O'Dwyer, the Minister for Revenue and Financial Services, talks about the Productivity Commission's report that's set to shake up the super industry.
For this and more, download the podcast now at worklifemoney.com.au. Thanks to Australian Super.
You could be part owner in more than $100 billion worth of investments. Visit australiansuper.com.
Unhappy and frustrated at the time and effort it takes to arrange finance through your current bank? You need PTR Finance, the equipment finance specialists. With a vast network of lenders and over 20 years' experience specialising in transport, earthmoving and mining industries, PTR takes the time to understand your business in order to help you find the most competitive finance solution. Whether you want to upgrade your truck or buy an additional excavator, give Peter Reeves of PTR Finance Group a call or visit ptrfinance.com.au. ACL 391489.
We're talking gardening with Darren DeMello and Sue McDougall on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Turning your garden into gold. That's what we're doing.
Oh, the alchemist, the ultimate alchemist.
That's right, yeah. 9221882 if you need a little help in the process, or 19999677. Let's talk blueberries. Linda from Wembley, hello to you.
Hi, Linda.
Oh, good morning, Sue and Darren. I'm in big trouble.
Hello.
I got I got two blueberries for my birthday, and they're legacy blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they went without water for a little while. And yeah.
When you say little while, what time of the year, Linda?
Well, only recently.
Okay.
But when it was a little bit warmer than it has been this week.
Yeah, certainly. That's okay.
Well, they've lost all the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to be able to bring them back?
What? Yeah, you should be able to. They're pretty, look, I'm always forever the optimist. You should be able to. But what does the top of them look like? When I say the top, the top, new shoots, wood, is that dyed back and shriveled straight, like really badly, or has it just dropped its leaves and it's still got foliage, a little bit of foliage on it?
At the moment, it's just dropped its leaves. Mm-hmm. It's got a few more little ones that I think are going to go, then it'll be completely without leaves.
Yeah.
It's got little bud things, but now I don't know whether they came before it dried out or after. The wood, some of it is still green and some of it's a browny colour. And I don't want to snap any because I don't want, to break them off.
I think you'll be okay. I really think it'll be okay. Mm-hmm. So what you'll find is once they drop their leaves, first thing that's going to happen once it's dried out is dropped its leaves. So the fine feeder roots will be the issue. Are they in pots or in the ground, Linda?
Yes, in pots.
How big are the pots?
30.
So they've been repotted into bigger pots, yeah? Or are they big plants
They're reasonably big plants because my mother looked after them for a few years for me. So if they do die, she will kill me.
Okay. So then what I would do in that situation, if they've been repotted, you say, look, I thought they needed a bigger pot, Mum. And what you're going to do, I reckon they need a bigger pot. I give them a bit of a trim, a little bit of a trim. Forget the flowers, forget the fruit, whatever's going to happen on them because we need to get them to grow. So after they've set their flowers, you're going to get some growth on them. So they need a bigger pot, Mum. Yep, repot them. But also at the same time, the reason I say that, then you can see where the water's going and you'll see there'll be pockets of wet and dry in the soil. So they need to be completely dunked. Fill up a plastic crate or something with wetting agent solution. Dunk the whole plant out of the pot, the whole plant in there. Let all the bubbles come up, all the rest of it. You will see there'll be some of the roots might have died because the fine feeder roots have died. What we need to do is get them to encourage them to grow, send out new beautiful new fine feeder roots. So do that. Okay. Repot them into if they're 30 centimetres. Yeah, look, a blueberry can take up to 45, 50 centimetre pot, which is awesome. And
yeah, I've got some big self-watering ones.
Be careful with self-watering because they're easier to overwater them in self-water. If you happen to be someone who forgets to water, self-waters are great. But if you're someone who tends to water a lot and then forgets to water them, we end up over-watering. And the salts build up in the bottom of the pot, which is always a little bit of an issue. So self-watering, fine. If they're big pots, you can drill holes in the bottom if you start to have issues anyway. So bigger pots, fresh potting mix, acid for acid plants, acid-loving plants, they won't look back. They'll shoot away beautifully and your mum will tell you how amazing you are. So I hope she doesn't listen, Linda. You should have – but is Linda your real name?
It is, yeah. I think she does.
Oh, good.
It was Linda in Warnborough.
Yeah, that's right.
Lovely. I think we've covered all the bases there.
Thanks very much.
Good luck, okay.
Linda. Thanks for your call. 9221 882. Let's go to Greenmount and Beryl's on the line. G'day, Beryl.
Hello, Darren. Cheers, Darren.
It is. Very nice.
Hello. How are you, Beryl?
I'm good, thank you. Just a quick question. My grandson lives in Victoria.
Yes.
And he always remembers the Cape gooseberries that he used to get out of my garden.
Yeah.
And he wants to know how to get some seeds. And I've got them growing here. Can I send seeds in the mail to him or not?
Depends actually on – interesting. I've just actually – few things. Coming back this way, they always have to be we've got very strict quarantine restrictions. Yeah. So what I would do is just ring the Department DAFWA, Department of Food, or Ag Department, Monday. Ask what the restrictions are going back to Victoria, and you might have to make sure the seeds are treated something. Because also the other thing is Beryl, if they come from your plant, there's that sentimental value that's really nice. So, you know, they've got a link to you, which is, you know, rather than him just getting any random plant. So just ring the Ag Department, just say, look, I'm sending seeds back to Victoria. Is there a problem? The reason I say that is that Victoria and New South Wales and Tasmania have just increased the quarantine regulations for import of plant material, and I don't know if it includes seeds. I just heard a report because of the tomato potato psyllid. Because of that, the import regulations have got much tougher. So all you do is ask the question. So once they're completely dried, you know, you might say you've dried them in. You might say, yes, you can, but they have to be dried in an oven to, you know, at 60 degrees for an hour. Then you take them off the paper, you've dried them, and it just might be yes, but I just ask the question.
All right. Thank you very much.
You don't harm anything by asking a question.
No, better safe.
Better to be safe because that's how we've got all these other issues that now we're sort of worrying about biosecurity. So good question, Beryl.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you. Love your show.
We love you too.
Good on you. Thank you for giving us a buzz. Good to hear from you today. 9221 882 if you want to join us as we talk gardening this morning here, heading into the second half of things, and it could be your chance to get involved. 8:29.
Hi, it's Kaylee here. If you've got health insurance, it's likely you're now paying more. Since April 1, the average policy has gone up by about $200 per year for a family or couple.
Ugh, $200?
You haven't switched yet?
I've been meaning to get around to it.
Remember, right now there are health insurance offers available that might help you beat the price rise.
I'm listening.
The 50 Up Club has a members offer at 50upclub.com.au specifically designed for over 50s. Don't miss out on seeing if you can save today. Terms, conditions and waiting periods apply. To get the offer, go to 50upclub.com.au. That's 50upclub.com.au.
George Day, the caravan man.
At George Day Caravans and Motorhomes, your next adventure awaits at their award-winning dealership. Whether it's luxury motorhomes, family vans or serious off-road vans, you can choose from Australia's leading caravan and motorhome brands. With competitive in-house finance, insurance, on-site auto electrician and stunning accessory store, they are the ultimate one-stop shop. For the best deal and fantastic after-sales, it just has to be George Day Caravans and Motorhomes, Maddington, DL 2301.
A property market update with Dr. Andrew Wilson. Thanks to Domain, Australia's best property app. Find your perfect home on the Domain app or at domain.com.au.
Well, Easter signals the end of the first part of the year's home selling season and provides a reliable insight into housing market performance to begin the year. It is certainly clear that auction markets in most capital cities have strengthened over the first 3 months of this year compared to the same period last year. Lower interest rates continue to fuel confidence in both buyers and sellers. Conditions in the Perth market continue to clearly favour buyers, with new house listings increasing by 13% this year compared to last year. Listed price discounting has, however, declined slightly compared to the end of last year, but at 8% remains 1% higher than a year ago. The median asking price for a Perth house fell by 1.3% over the March quarter, providing more value opportunities for buyers.
Finding your perfect home is easy with Domain. Download Australia's best property app or visit domain.com.au.
There are three things that separate Acora retirement apartments. Firstly, they're managed by Swancare, one of the most trusted names in WA. Secondly, each apartment has 24-hour security and support. And thirdly, the apartments are brand new with a modern fit-out. Oh, and there's also public transport on your doorstep, so make it four. Actually, five, because there's on-site aged care if you need it down the track. Number six.
Acora Retirement Apartments are now selling at Swancare Bentley Park. Visit Acora Apartments, spelled akora.com.au.
I just want to feel the sand between my toes.
Escape to paradise with Escape Travel's hot airfare sale. Now on, including flights to Bali from $322. Call 135-381 or search Escape Travel now.
We're talking gardening with Darren DeMello and Sue McDougall on 882 6PR.
Morning, 9221882. If you want to talk gardening with us here as we head into the second hour, or the second half hour even of gardening this morning, we're not doing that much of it today. But from nine, of course, it's talking property with Harvey. But yes, jump in before he takes over if you want to maybe sort something with your roses this morning, or maybe with your raised garden bed, as the case may be. Dave in Myrie, hello.
Hi, Dave.
G'day. How's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
We've got a couple of raised planters. They're fairly prominent positions, so we want them to look good. But I'm really keen on putting some brown covers in, like Condra Silver Balls and some others. But my girlfriend really likes flowers like poppies and bulbs. Can you have a bit of a combination?
It's actually a great idea too. Yeah, definitely a great idea too. Dichondra Silver Falls is one that does better in a part-shaded position. So on those really hot days, it crunches up a little bit. But, you know, Dave, if you put in Dichondra Silver Falls, Scavola Aussie Salute, Scavola Purple Fanfare, you know those really spectacular ground covers that give you some colour, you can then, if you have the bulbs that come through, that's exactly the ideal relationship, really, because you've got some colour at the same time. They die back and you've still got the colour of the ground covers, and that's what we recommend or try to get people to do. And the reason is that otherwise, when the bulbs have died back, they don't look that exciting. So you've got the ground covers, and the bulbs can easily cope with growing up through the foliage of the ground covers, no problem at all. So don't be scared. Don't be scared, go for it. So it'll work out the best, because you get your ground covers, beautiful foliage and colors, and then you get the flowers at the same time. So don't be scared about that. If you look at, I've got a really, really interesting book, which is Container Gardening, and it's got some great colour combinations, and it's actually on baskets and pots. I'll bring it in tomorrow. We might talk about some of the combinations, but I'll also get the number for you of the book. But it'll just give you some ideas. If you extrapolate that out to in a planter bed, that's a similar thing. You know, that's a similar thing to what you're growing. I'm not sure if it's talking about bulbs. This is just from memory. It's basket planting combinations. So I reckon that will work out well. What situation it is in will depend on what varieties you put in. So
have we just saved your relationship, by the way, Dave? But has it just created harmony in your relationship here? Is harmony in the garden? Is it
Well, because at the moment, this plant is just, like, she's growing poppies and things, and it just, I don't know, I can't stand it.
Yeah, well, then you go, you get the... Well, I can relate to it, don't worry. I can relate to it. What situation is it, Dave? Is it facing full sun, or is it...
Probably part shade.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
So yeah, it would work out well for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Down the track, it will have probably a bit more shade, but no,
It's the best of both worlds. Best of both worlds.
Okay, great. And just, sorry, one more question. With bulbs at the moment, where is a good place to go?
Go to Tulips with a Difference. They're in Boyart Brook. They are online as well. They'll be they distribute theirs through lots of garden fairs and things as well. But talk to Lynn at Tulips with a Difference. Contact them and they'll be able to give you a catalogue. And because you know the bulbs are from WA then.
Yeah. All right,
they're nice sizes. Beautiful. Yeah. So you can get your ground covers. Your girlfriend or partner can get the bulbs and everyone will be happy.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Thanks
okay,
for that.
Okay, take care.
There
bye.
Adding a little relationship advice to the process.
You know, Andrew often says that we are more, instead of garden makeover people, we are marriage counsellors often.
There's a lot to that. I'm sure there's a lot of metaphors in the garden as there are to inside of the house.
Yeah.
24 to 9. Tony and Morley, g'day.
G'day. Thanks for taking the call. I have problems with lemon tree with the citrus gall wasp.
Yeah, citrus gall wasp. That's not good because there's only a bit of it showing up. Tell me where it is, how far down it is.
We're in Morley and
on the plant. I was going to say.
All over the plant. I've pruned it back probably over the last couple of months. Every time I see the nodes coming out, I've pruned it back, but I go back every week and there seems to be more.
So are you getting swelling of branches?
That's right, yes.
Yeah. We haven't had this problem in WA, and I'm not sure if it's still a notifiable pest, actually. We haven't had this problem in WA up until probably never was a problem, probably in the last 8 years, I think, when it first showed up, Tony. I would be, you can use a insecticide on it, and I'd be definitely using bug killer or Comfidor, taking up through the plant sap, so it's taking up through the plant sap stream. But also really tempted to, how big's your tree?
Probably about 12 foot tall.
Yeah. Tempted to getting rid of the tree. If you can't control it, we need to get rid of it because it just spreads so prolifically to everything else. Has it affected anything else?
No, it hasn't affected anything else.
Yeah.
I think what my problem is, my neighbour's probably not as vigilant as I am. He's got a tree.
Has it got it on the tree?
I think he has got it as well, yes.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to check also to see if it's still a notifiable pest. It used to be. And why that is just to make sure it can be tracked to know where it is. So I'm not sure if it is still, but it's something we haven't had a problem with. And if it sort of is prevalent in the citrus industry, it's a really big problem.
Mm. Yeah. I believe it's big over the east.
Yeah, serious problem over east. Tony, if you can either keep listening, get some information, or put it on the My Pest Watch app from the Ag Department, and then just report it, and then they'll go through the process. But my feelings are, if you can't control it, you might have to get rid of the tree.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So the first thing is if we can use a Comfidor or some bug killer.
Okay.
Same active ingredient. Both of those same active ingredient, but they're taken up through the plant sap stream.
Right, okay. I'll give that a go.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, thanks,
right.
Tony.
Good luck,
okay,
Tony.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Is Bug Killer a brand name, is it?
Bug Killer's a brand name,
okay.
Like Comfidor's a brand name.
Right.
But the active ingredient on both of those is imidacloprid. So you'll find that the imidacloprid is an active of many different brands.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, thinking, are you just saying generically get rid of some bug killers?
Oh, no, sorry.
Yeah, no, but it's actually that, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's head to Kingsley. G'day, Fred.
Good morning, sir. Sue, I was listening the other day and you mentioned some miniature Banksia trees. I wrote it down somewhere and I can't find it.
That's okay. How big do you want the Banksias to grow?
Oh, well, you mentioned about a metre high and a metre wide.
Okay, look for birthday candles or cherry candles, I think the other one is, and they are awesome.
Birthday just, candles.
Yeah.
Or cherry.
Yeah. And they're beautiful in a pot. They are just, they're tough. They're really tough. And they actually have some varieties that can take heavier soil. If Fred, you have a problem with heavy soil, doubt whether you're doing Kingsley, but if anyone else does, the little dwarf ones are awesome.
Very good. They're pretty much available these days.
Yeah, they are these days. Yeah. I've got a friend who's got, had them growing in terracotta pots, which makes me think, I want one terracotta pot. And they're just beautiful. This year's got lots of flowers on them and they're just low growing and the birds love them, but they're just so pretty.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, I'll buy both of those because I'm putting them in the front garden.
Yeah, you'll enjoy them. The birds will love you for it too, Fred.
Okay, thanks, sir.
Yeah, pleasure. Bye-bye.
Easy fix there. And now, Val, out Gosnell's Way, hello.
Hello. Good morning to you both.
Hello,
morning.
Val.
Morning. What can we do for you?
I was just going to ask Sue, how long have I got to leave bulbs in the crisper before I plant them? I took up bulbs last year and put them in brown paper bags, like you said.
Yeah.
And I put them in the crisper about 3 weeks ago.
Yep.
I was just wondering how long I have to leave them there.
Only another 2 weeks at the most. You can do up to 6 weeks. So, yeah.
6 weeks. Okay.
Up to 6 weeks is no problem at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right then. Mm. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Easy.
Bye-bye.
9221 882 if you want to join in and ask a question here. 19999 677 or you can send us a text. Sorry, I've just done it again. You can send us an email.
Yeah, email.
That's the way to get pictures through.
Yeah, certainly is.
weekendwakeup@6pr.com.au. It's 17 to 9.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up for KingCare, specialists delivering in-home care for WA's elderly and people with disability.
G'day, Millsy and Baz here. We're off for 2 weeks, so Rob Broadfield will jump into the chair and continue to bring you all your favourite bits of the Brekkie Show, like the Scarborough Toyota Rumour File and the $1,000 Minute.
Haggers will be in with Rob, so will 40, so keep listening.
Have a happy Easter and stay safe.
Breakfast with Steve Mills and Basil Zemplis. Weekdays from 5 on 882 6PR. Or catch up now at 6pr.com.au.
Rats, mice, cockroaches, all gone with new Pestrol Rodent Free. No chemicals, fumes, odours, traps or mess. Pestrol Rodent Free uses electromagnetic and ultrasonic technologies and is safe for the environment, your family and pets. Just plug it in for 24-hour-a-day protection with no ongoing costs. With a 2-year warranty and money-back guarantee, Pestrol Rodent Free is just $119.90 plus postage. Free call 1-800-33-8888 or visit pestrol.com.au.
After a forklift that stacked up on quality, value and productivity, Toyota Material Handling has the solution. Call your local branch for new, used or rental forklifts. 1-800-425-438 or see toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
Investment.
Stamp duty.
Subdivision.
Property.
Property.
Buying an investment property is different to buying a home to live in, as renters and owner-occupiers have different needs when it comes to properties and suburbs. Knowing these differences can multiply your rental return and the capital growth of your property. That's one of the benefits of using a buyer's agent to find you a high-performing investment.
To multiply your wealth, talk to a buyer's agent at multiplypropertygroup.com.au.
According to the Heart Foundation, heart disease is the single biggest killer of Australians. Do you know if you're at risk? From now to the 6th of May, Pharmacist Advice Pharmacy and Sol Pattinson Chemist are offering free heart checks, including cholesterol and blood pressure checks, with results provided on the spot. See pharmacistadvice.com.au or solpattinson.com.au for your nearest participating store. And book now for your free heart check.
At Crown, we believe having fun shouldn't cost the earth. In fact, it should only cost $5. For just $5, Crown Rewards members can get a day out at Crown. You get transport to and from Crown, a delicious buffet lunch at Carver's, and bonus vouchers available every day from April 10 to 23. Don't miss the bus to Perth's best value day out or part of Crown's value guarantee. For more great deals, visit crownperth.com.au. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858 or visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Unhappy and frustrated at the time and effort it takes to arrange finance through your current bank? You need PTR Finance, the equipment finance specialists. With a vast network of lenders and over 20 years' experience specialising in transport, earthmoving and mining industries, PTR takes the time to understand your business in order to help you find the most competitive finance solution. Whether you want to upgrade your truck or buy an additional excavator, give Peter Reeves of PTR Finance Group a call or visit ptrfinance.com.au. ACL 391489.
We're talking gardening with Darren DeMello and Sue McDougall on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
14 to 9. Sue, you've done a bit of research into Tony in Morley's citrus related dramas.
I just in that break checked out the Ag Department website and it's not a notifiable pest anymore, Tony. It is established in Perth. So before
now,
removing.
What was that again?
Citrus gall wasp.
Gall wasp.
So right. What happens is it causes these galls to form on the plant, severe. Reduction in production of the plant.
Okay.
So before I recommend pulling the tree out, more plants are more affected than others. Like he said, his lemon tree was the problem, but I would be using the imidacloprid, which is either Comfidor or bug killer on it, mm-hmm. taken up through the sap stream, and so it's not something that has to be notified anymore. Mm-hmm. So there we go.
There you go. Easy to deal with.
Learned something. That's right. Much easier to deal with.
Now, you can send us an email anytime, and that's how Margaret in Ravenswood has got in contact, via weekendwakeup@6pr.com.au. Margaret, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, well, Margaret, I'm just laughing at the email. Margaret, can I read it out? Margaret sent an email in, which was fantastic, did all the right things, but her son had this plant. This is just, I can relate to it having kids. Bought this plant, and it's actually fiddleleaf fig, so Ficus lyrata. So it's his pride and joy. It's been growing spectacularly, but his brother had to dry his washing in a hurry and put the heater on to dry them. And it's probably a 42-degree day outside, so... Oh, they just don't think ahead. That's what I'm trying to get in my kids' head. Think ahead that you might actually need this tomorrow, so just hang it out now. So now the plant looks, he's worried you're going to lose a plant. There's nothing that kills a Ficus lyrata, Margaret. You'll find, they are so tough. They are just... One of those plants that will, you'll get a bit of burning around the edge of the leaves. You can chop it back, the marks, but it won't kill it. They'll shoot away again. Yeah. So as long as there's moisture in there, even a little bit of too much water can't kill them unless they're overwatered continually. But tell him to keep just a little bit of liquid fertilizer on it, so a fish-based liquid fertilizer. Put it in his brother's room and put fish emulsion on it and get him back. But in all seriousness, it'll be fine.
He rang me up and he said, "Mum, you know my plant?" Because they both live in a unit together in Forestfield.
Mm-hmm.
And he had it put in, he had to go in a shaded area but got the sunlight, so he picked the perfect spot. He rang me up and said, "Mum, you know," he said, "my plant was growing, it's almost going through the roof." And I'm thinking, "Oh, yeah, sure." And then he said about what Jake had done. And I said, "Well, send me a picture." And I thought, well, it doesn't look that bad.
No,
but
he
was so worried he was going to lose it.
It didn't look that bad. There's a little bit of burning on the edges of the leaves. It's absolutely fine, Margaret.
I'm going to kill him.
Yeah. I love that in your boy. I think that's gorgeous that he cares about his plants. That's awesome. Well done.
Well, I said to him that I'd write you an email and see what you could say, but he said to me, "Mum, I got golf on the weekend. You'll have to get the answer for me."
Awesome.
A bit of fish fertilizing.
Yeah, just fish. Are they in a high apartment? Have they got a? Can they put it outside?
No, just a ground level.
Yeah. Okay. So if he just puts it outside at this time of the year, not direct sunlight, but just liquid fertilizer over it, just to encourage new growth to come through. But if it's inside, just a little bit of controlled release fertilizer for indoor plants is more than ample for it.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So probably. I love that sibling rivalry. And, you know, it doesn't stop. It's all the same in every family.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
And continues until they both retire, I would imagine.
I hope they just get over ringing mum when they've got a problem.
With any luck.
I actually don't think it ever stops, does it?
Probably not.
No, no. Yeah. I've got a 40-year-old son too who does the same thing. He'll ring mum when he wants something.
Oh, that's nice. Got a nice be wanted for something.
Yeah,
your investment is turning around. Yeah, thanks very much,
Cheers,
Margaret.
Okay. Mm.
Thank you.
All right, let's head to Duncraig, and it's Kerry who's here talking a lily pilly tree. G'day, Kerry.
Hi, Kerry.
Hi, Sue. Look, we've got a beautiful lily pilly tree that's actually got quite large. It's a beautiful shade tree, but some of the boughs are actually hanging over our neighbour's fence, which is a problem for them. We were thinking of trimming it back this weekend.
Yeah.
Is there any way that we can, or anything that we can paint the cut edges with to stop it regrowing from those areas?
No, you can't stop it regrowing. You'll find it will shoot out. So wherever you chop it, it'll send out 27 other shoots.
Thanks.
They're pretty vigorous. And the only thing is that what you can do is if you chop the branches back hard and then you just keep on top of it every 6 months, just a light trim, and then it's not such a big job.
Okay.
You'll find that they are vigorous. They're great shade trees. They are really good for screening. But the downside of that is they just keep trimming. The other thing is that the neighbour can trim it to whatever they want to the fence level, and then they are allowed to throw the branches over your side of the fence.
Yeah, no, we realise that, and we're on good terms with them. But we said, well, look, we'll trim it back.
Yeah,
and,
nice.
Just to save us going up there all the time.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. Something you can paint the edges with.
Yeah, no, you can't, unfortunately. You can encourage it to grow the other way, in a little way, but if it's particularly sunny on their side, it's nice and bright, it's just one of the things that happens.
Okay.
So even on the big branches with a lily pilly, I wouldn't even worry about painting them white, you know, to stop any fungal issues or anything, because they shoot away so readily.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Yeah.
You're Thanks
welcome.
Thanks so much.
Easy
done.
Bye.
Cheers, Kerry. All right, let's talk seeds now as we talk with Frank in Coogee. Hello.
Hi, Sue.
How are you, Frank?
I'm well. How are you?
Good.
Sue, I was just wanting to, if you can give me a 6 seeds that I could plant at the moment and one tomato that would be good variety of tomato to put up at the moment.
At the moment?
Did you say 6?
Yes.
Are you going to grow these commercially, Frank, or are you going to grow?
I'm
that's right, because you tried tomatoes and then you did a few things, so you've got quite a big area, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So one that you can actually grow now, which will be worth going in, I'd try and definitely put a crop of garlic in. Go for it with garlic because it's the time of the year to do it. And that's really, when I say really, potential long-term crop, but a good return, easy to look after. So you'll find that that's one that you don't have to be at all the time. Spring onions are really good. White salad onions you can't get. My goodness, you know, beautiful fresh onions are really good. If you want those, spring onions are easy to grow. I'm just trying to think of the things that are not easy by any means, but just, you know, you're not on top of with bugs all the time. Depending on the year, sometimes fungal issues can go in. Of course, there's silver beet. Beetroot are great value too, Frank, to grow this time of the year. Now, exactly. So what have we got? We've got onions, salad onions, garlic. You can do spring onions as well, or leeks are really good. I'm not sure about returns on all these things, but they grow at this time of the year. Beetroot, we've got silver beet. Repeat parsnips to germinate at this time of the year, a bit tricky to germinate, but really good winter ones. Swedes.
What about broccoli? Or
broccoli and broccolini is awesome at this time of the year. Exactly. That's going to be. I've given you more than 6. Sorry. So that's a choice. Broccolini are really good.
Is there a variety of tomato that I'm going to try my hand at tomatoes again during winter?
Yeah, during winter, look, there are some colder climate varieties of tomatoes, but you might be pushing your luck. There's some that you can get in. I'd just do a little bit of research with those because I don't think they're available as seeds. There's some that are, I think there was a Siberian cultivar that was meant to be really good for colder climates. It was one that Don Burke actually promoted a few years ago, but I haven't seen seed around. Get hold of the Diggers Seeds catalogue and see if the tomato varieties are on that and see how you go. Because traditionally tomatoes need higher regular temperatures. They don't like that temperature drop at night, and that's what stops them setting fruit is the problem. So you might have to get onto your tomatoes really early, get them growing, ready for the season to row out in throughout the sea, you know, when it warms up, rather than trying to do them in winter.
Okay.
Depends on Coogee's way warmer than anywhere else, so it's being on the coast. It's a warm little microclimate. So check out the Siberian. I think there's a Russian one too. Cultivar. Yeah.
Got some Siberian. So
yeah. Oh, have you? Okay, give it a go. Let me know how you go. I'd be really delighted because I just can't even try. Potatoes just go. Oh, potatoes are another really good one, Frank. Potatoes are really good through winter because you don't have to give them water. You don't have to let the rain, you know, let the rain do the job for you. But I can't even grow potatoes when they just go black. You grow them from tubers, from seed. Well, they're called seed potatoes, but they're not. They are tubers.
Okay. Yeah, you cut the eyes off the other potato.
Well, you can, but it's better to, like, the seed grade potatoes are little potatoes, are really small ones, and you put them in whole.
Okay.
And then they're virus free certified. You're welcome, Frank.
Good luck. There you go. Plenty of things to keep him occupied as it gets towards the chillier side of things.
Yeah.
Heading up towards 9 o'clock. Quick question, I don't think we'll have time to get to Sally and Borogoon. Apologies, Sally. Do it tomorrow. But what small shrub had little red candle flowers? A caller has asked.
Banksia. Small, low-growing Banksia. So there's birthday candles and red cherry candles it was. Cherry candles, which is sort of this beautiful burgundy colour. Little dwarf Banksias. They're actually an Eastern States Banksia, but they are awesome. They flower and flower. Great for pots. Great for the birds. They are just beautiful, beautiful plants. Yeah.
Well, there you go. So, all right. So, Sally, we shall get to you tomorrow. We'll be back on board sorting out questions from you.
Can I remind everyone, this is a vested interest, but can I remind everyone, Unite on Swan, South Australians are trying to beat the world record. You know,
we
talked to Rosalie.
Yeah.
South Australians are trying to beat the world record on the same day, can you believe it, as the West Australians. How dare they? So if you've got a paddle craft, if you've got a kayak, anything that you can float on, go and register for Unite on the Swan. It costs all of $10 as an adult, and we're going to beat those South Australians.
Back again tomorrow.
Take care.
See ya.